Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Following the Federal Subsistence Board's announcement that it would consider extending the moose hunting season in Unit 12 and closing the season in Unit 13, the decisions were officially made during their August 8th meeting after hearing public comments on the proposals. Temporary Wildlife Special Action 2404, submitted by the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park Subsistence Resource Commission, requested to extend the fall moose season in the portion of Unit 12 with the Tetlin National Wildlife Refuge and the Wrangell-St. Elias National Preserve northeast of the Pickerel Lake Winter Trail Hunt Area for 10 days from September 20th to September 30th for the 2024 and 25 seasons. The proponents stated that locals are having a difficult time harvesting moose because they don't move around until late September due to the warmer weather in the fall. A public hearing was held on May 29th. The board stated that additional harvest opportunity during a 10-day extension is not expected to increase harvest beyond sustainable levels. Wildlife Special Action 2406 was also approved with a modification, closing federal public lands in Unit 13B to moose hunting by non-federally qualified users for the 2024 and 25 regulatory years. The request asked for the closure of all federal public lands in Unit 13. However, the board modified the request to only close federal lands in Unit 13B. A Glen Allen resident submitted the special action request, citing food insecurity and population safety concerns for local subsistence users and threats to the continuation of subsistence use and provision of a meaningful federal subsistence priority as reasons. A Kenai woman was arrested in Homer after she attempted to give Alaska State Troopers and Homer Police a false identity and threw urine-covered shoes at them. According to the Alaska State Trooper dispatch on the incident, troopers responded to a report of an intoxicated female walking in traffic on Diamond Ridge Road near the Sterling Highway in Homer at around 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 11th. When they arrived on the scene, law enforcement contacted 42-year-old Kenai resident Kentoria Wise, who was described in the dispatch as extremely intoxicated. Wise was so intoxicated, in fact, the report says, that she nearly walked into the path of an oncoming vehicle while she was talking to troopers. Initially, Wise attempted to give troopers a false name, but they eventually were able to identify her accurately. Wise was arrested and transported to the Homer Jail. During the booking process at the Homer Jail, Wise was uncooperative and threw her, quote, urine-covered shoes at the troopers and Homer police officers. She was remanded on charges of providing false information, disorderly conduct, and harassment in the first degree. At the height of the food stamp backlog last November, pro bono attorneys and other volunteers at Alaska Legal Services got more than 600 requests in 1 month from Alaskans seeking a fair hearing to get their overdue food benefits. So the 97 requests that came in this July didn't feel like anything the group couldn't handle, said Leigh Dickey, the nonprofit's advocacy director. But the number is still alarming, she said, and it's double last month's requests. Dickey said the state's Division of Public Assistance is still dogged by the same problem, paperwork processing delays. Lawmakers and the governor have funneled more than $70 million into tech solutions and new staff. The Division of Public Assistance, which processes the paperwork, said it now completes 89% of applications on time. That is a significant improvement over January through April of last year, when only about 5% of the food stamp recertifications were on time. Division of Public Assistance Director Deb Etheridge said they are working toward fully reopening offices and making progress. The Fairbanks office was the most recent to open in July, and the Ketchikan office should reopen in August. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.